Ron and Lisa.
Praise the Lord. Well, salt. Salty, salty, salty. I'm getting thirsty just looking at you two. I'm going to have to get my water here in a minute. You're causing thirst because of your salt. Amen. You are the salt of the earth, Jesus said. God's called you to be so salty in this season of your maturity in life. It's wonderful. And the Lord says, you know what? You're not going to slow down in getting the salt out. Here's the thing. God says, start rubbing yourself all over other people. They need the salt. There's some people around you that have lost their saltiness. They've lost their savor. And they're dried up their old spiritual prunes. And you're going to go and start getting next to them. You know, the only, salt's only good when it comes in contact with something. And I just see you two getting in contact with some people and just your being there, just making spiritual contact, just saying a prayer over them, just being kind is going to get them salty again. It's going to help them touch the saltiness of the gospel and the saltiness of what salt really means, and that's loyalty, covenant loyalty. You guys are a covenant couple. The word covenant is deep within the two of you. You live covenant. You breathe it. You exude it. And that's been your bedrock. And you understand God's covenant with man and man's covenant with God and the marriage covenant and, oh, covenant relationships and covenant, 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 covenant. You guys covet covenant. That's even possible because of your saltiness, your loyalty. You guys have been loyal. When everybody else would have run away, you'd still be there. You guys have so much loyalty to people. And people have looked at you, kicked at you, scowled at you, scorned you, cursed you, and you just smile. You don't return cursing for cursing. You don't return reviling for reviling. You just look at them and say, well, bless them. It's like, oh boy, that's actually in the Bible. Bless those that curse you. Nobody has that in the refrigerator. Good morning, here's the word for today. I'm going to bless the Lord. I'm going to bless everybody that curses me today. Bring them on! Bring on the cursers. I bless them in Jesus' name. You guys have blessed so many cursers. You have blessed those that have persecuted. You have blessed those that have rioted against the status quo. You have blessed the rebellious. You have blessed those that have been ripping the nets of the gospel with their tongues like scissors. You have blessed and you have restored and you have poured salt into their wounds and it stung. But it was your salt, your loyalty that brought an antiseptic to their disease. And it brought a preservative to their wastefulness. And it brought peace. Peace. Yeah, that's another thing salt does. It brings peace in the assembly. And so you've brought peace everywhere you go. Blessed are the peacemakers. You've been peacemakers when there's been no truce in sight. You've been peacemakers when parties were at odds and you have fought into the middle of the battle, waving the white flag, saying, we're going to make peace here. And you've taught people how to walk humbly before God. And brother, this came at a price. Because brother, there were days when you had to battle your own pride and your own answers to things and your own way of doing things. And you have come up so many levels in the kingdom. And you did that by going down, which is the paradox of the kingdom. The way up is always down, and you just kept going down, 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 down. You kept lowering yourself before the throne and before God, and you spent a lot of time prostrate on your face before God and cried out, God, break me of this. Oh, God, forgive me of this. And brother, you're a master repenter. Well done. Brother, you've become quick to repent. That's why, that's the strength of covenant, isn't it? Amen. So, you two have got so much to give. And the Lord is going to continue to have you, as I said, touch people. You're not going to have the same effort of younger days, thank God. We don't have to put out the effort. I washed 3 cars the other day, I could hardly walk. I said to my wife, I never bothered me when I was in my 30s, but now that I'm in my early 40s, no, I'm kidding. Now that I'm older, but so the physicalness of what you've done, you've paid the price already. You know, you bore the yoke in your youth. And you have fought some good fights, and you've seen better fights from a distance, thank God. But yet, you've said, you know what? The body of Christ is worth it. You guys have sacrificed. I'm going to say something else over the two of you. You've given in secret. You have given when you didn't have it to give. You have sown in other fields. And even tonight, the Lord says, ha, you gave to me. No regrets. No wasted seed. You gave to me. So you gave to the Lord in those other places. You gave, you sowed your seed into the kingdom, not into a man's kingdom, into God's kingdom. And you know what? You cast your bread upon the waters and it will return to you. You've got some financial returns coming. God said, I'm saving some of the best for last. You talk about God's retirement plan. You talk about his benefits. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. He daily loads us with benefits and they're coming. You've got some end of the season benefits coming. You got some harvest coming where you sowed even years ago in other places. And the Lord said, the seed always multiplies. Seed always reproduces. And you've sown seed and you've sown seed and you've sown seed. It's going to come financially. It's going to come in relationships. It's going to come in churches and church success and church health. And there's young people out there today, young men in the ministry that you have prayed for and mentored and even prayed for. And some you haven't seen in years, but they're out there because you rubbed salt on them when they were newborns. You know, in the Old Testament, they were told to salt the newborn. Put salt on the newborns. It was an antiseptic. It was a healer. And there were some people that got born again in your lives. You got born again in your hands. And sister, you've been like a spiritual midwife sometimes, helping people come into the kingdom. And you just rub them all down with salt. Say, there. There's some loyalty. There's some covenant for you. And you guys spoke into them words of faith, words of healing, words of covenant and commitment. Ah, stay committed. And brother, I'm going to tell you something. You're a committed man. You've been committed to this woman. You've been committed to your family. You stand as a patriarch in your own family. Even others have fallen here and fallen there, but brother, you stand tonight as a patriarch over your family. And the Lord says it's a season to prophesy over your lineage. As Jacob gathered his 12 sons around, he prophesied over them. And the Lord says to prophesy over your heritage as the patriarch. Prophesy destiny. Prophesy what God's shown you for them. And it's a season. I don't know. I sense like there's some kind of a gathering for the family coming up. And you need to take that as an opportunity to stand as the patriarch and declare, amen, God's destiny over your heritage. It is your privilege. It is your inheritance. And God says, they also will be salt.
Well, guys, right now, I wish I didn't know you. First, God says, good job. And if I could just remain standing 1 second, if we could be old-fashioned. Hip, hip, hooray! Hooray! Hip, hip, hooray! Hip, hip, hooray! Thank you. You're coming into a time of transition. You've ministered to so many people, but that's going to come to an end. You're coming into a time when God's going to send you Elishas, and there's going to be a time of impartation. And you're going to begin to impart to many people that which you have been doing. Where you've been ministering to one here and one there and praying for this family, counseling with these people, and I wouldn't want your counseling list for anything. not that I don't believe in counseling, I do, but you know, there's only so much you can do in one day. But you're going to come into a time when God's going to send you Elishas and Elisha Etz, for you to impart to that thing that you have. Your anointing is going to be released to many. Your anointing is going to be released to many. And, wow. So let me be bold, because Al said I'd be fired if I didn't say everything. You need to look for 35, there are going to be 35 women that God's going to send you that you're to release your anointing to. And God's going to multiply what's been in you and what you've done all these years by 35. And you need to count them and list them and believe God. And brother, you need to look for 50 men that God's going to release your anointing to. Look for them, list them, lay hands, and impart. And God will give you the 50 and the 35. There's a also a with this Elisha thing, I'd encourage you to go back and reread that whole thing of that interchange between Elisha and Elijah. There's some things there that I'm just not going to. God's going to show you things there about how you're supposed to release this anointing to some people. In my opinion, Elijah was pretty tough on Elisha. It wasn't a gentle process he went through. I mean, it was a little stern. And I'm not saying you're supposed to be stern, but God's going to show you some lessons out of that on how you're supposed to deal with these people. And it's going to be time real soon to let go of the day-to-day ministry things you've been doing and concentrate on the Elijahs and the Elisha Etz. Okay? So I think by the next time I see you, there are going to be significant changes in what you've been doing. Hallelujah. And that's all I've got. Okay. Why don't you guys come up and... Oh, Hector. I see. Oh, that's right. Thank you, Hector. Amen.
You guys are well protected, well guarded. Even as Prophet Michael was speaking over you, I saw, I could see two angels standing at attention on both sides of you. And I want you to know that even as the church was applauding, the heavenly hosts were applauding as well. Heaven was sounding in and stepping into that as well. Yes. Heaven says to you, job well done. And we were just joining the sound that was coming from heaven. There's a sound coming forth of celebration over the two of you, because truly this is the hour of celebration. It's as if the work and ministry has just been at times even something, it's been exactly that, work. It's been maybe even toiling at times. But this is the hour of celebration. God says you're celebrating all that you've done in his name. You're celebrating and you're releasing that spirit of joy and celebration over the companies that you will rise up. And I even hear the Lord saying even some of those will come from different cultures, that you will release that mantle over. And God will show you. And I even as Prophet Michael was prophesying that company to you, I saw you doing this. There's going to be some where you're almost certain there's this thing that you're going to release and impart to them. But then I saw God doing this to your hands. And the Lord saying, don't look at the exterior. Listen to my spirit. And I'm going to guide you in what to release and declare over every person in that company that you are going to release. But it is a season of celebration, and it is a season of joy and rejoicing that God is bringing upon the two of you. And it is a season of sweetness. And I hear the Lord saying, I love you with an everlasting love. And the Lord says, I love you with an everlasting love. And the Lord says, I love you with an everlasting love. And I sing over you, says the Lord. And I even sense that tonight is just a holy moment in your life. This is a holy moment, for the Lord says, You're not just my children, you're my friends. I call you my friends. And it's as if though I'm feeling the heart of the Father over you. And I feel his love for you. And God says, I'm drawing you in close to my chest. I'm drawing you in. I'm bringing you heart to heart, heartbeat to heartbeat. I'm pulling you in to me in this hour, says the Lord. Oh, and there's so much I want to show you. Because to my friends, I want to share my mysteries with you, says the Lord. There's so much in this hour that even as you impart and release others, I hear the Lord saying, there's a us time that we're having in this hour. And God says, I just want to, some of the things you've always wondered about nature, I want to show you some things. I want to show you about the foliage and the leaves changing. I want to show you about the beautiful animals. I want to show you about things that you've always pondered about. And just, I could see the two of you just looking upon God's creation going, how beautiful, God. How do you do that? And in this season, God says, oh, there's so much that I want to show you. And God looks at the two of you and it's like, the Lord wants your time in this hour. And the Lord says, I'm drawing you into me because I want to take those walks in the park and I want to show you things. And answer some of those questions you've always had. This is a beautiful season. And the Lord says, not only have you started off beautifully, not only have you persevered and been faithful and all, but God says, even now, you're looking back and you're celebrating the beauty. And the Lord says that just as you've enjoyed all of it, God says, as always, he always finishes with the best. And even as you look, seasons have come, seasons have gone, and it's as if though there's God's been painting things about the, just I see like painting taking place, but as you step back in this hour and look at that beautiful painting that God's put on the wall, and it's representing all that you've done in him. And here's another thing I was seeing. I kept seeing the Lord with pictures of you all like on his mantle. Pictures of you getting married, pictures of you starting ministry, pictures of you discipling, pictures of you in all these things. And the Lord says, those moments were precious to me and are precious to me. And I honor them, says the Lord. And I honor you tonight. There's an honoring tonight in this season of celebration. Amen. So we bless you and we release God's love and God's heart over you in Jesus' name.
Brother, there's a prophetic season you're coming into right now. God's going to release a new prophetic anointing over you to speak not just to individuals, but also just a prophetic anointing over groups and towns and counties. So Father, we just, Lord, we see them as a lightning rod couple. They've, for years, they've just been bringing down your glory, just being this connection between heaven and earth. Father, just a lightning rod couple. And Lord, we just thank you so much that there's been this electricity flowing through them of your kingdom. Father, we pray your blessing on them. Lord, that in all the transition, God, keep them fully grounded so that they can continue to be the lightning rods. Drawing down and connecting heaven and earth. In the name of Jesus.
Thank you.
Amen. Amen.